Chapter 8. Stories and a Meeting. During the next few weeks, the weather often changed. Sometimes it was clear, and the men did a lot of fishing. Then there was a lot of work cleaning and salting the fish. At other times it was stormy, so they just concentrated on not drowning and told stories. Disco told stories about his whaling voyages years ago. Sometimes, when we killed a huge whale, its blood shot 15 meters into the air, he said. His eyes shone at the memory of the adventure. But it is very dangerous, he continued, because an angry whale can destroy a boat. It can break it into small pieces. Once, a furious whale destroyed several boats. For 3 days, 1,200 men were waiting on the ice for somebody to rescue them. Long Jack preferred ghost stories. The men listened silently to his horrifying tales of spirits. Dark spirits without teeth appear to men looking for crabs on the beach, he said. And after that, the men become blind and can't work anymore. Men without a grave also become ghosts, hairy ghosts, with two arms on each side of their body. They make your heart stop beating. And on Fire Island near New York, dead pirates appear at night. They guard hidden treasures and bite your face. Salter's stories were usually about farming. He was a farmer many years ago, and he was always very passionate about natural fertilizers. He wanted to prove they were healthier than chemicals. He even liked the smell. It cleans your nose, he said. The men smiled at this because they were accustomed to Salter's strange personality. One foggy day, they heard a very loud siren. It sounded like a sick elephant. Ah, that's a big ship, said Long Jack. The We're Here rang its bell 3 times to let the ship know they were there. Suddenly, the enormous ship emerged from the fog, with men standing on its deck, waving. It was a large cattle ship, and it smelled like 1,000 cows.
What do you feed your cows? Uncle Salters shouted. Feed them better food, and they won't smell so bad.
The group on the big ship laughed.
Where did you find this hairy idiot? They shouted to Disco. A farmer at sea? That's a good joke.
Stop, Salters, Disco said, embarrassed. Don't give these men advice and don't start a fight.
Where are you from? Tom Platt shouted to the men in the other ship.
We're Frenchmen from Saint-Malo, cried the men.
Where are we exactly?
We can't see the stars because of the clouds.
Ah, they want to know their latitude, said Disco. Dan, go and check where we are exactly, he instructed his son. Dan returned with the coordinates, and Disco shouted them to the Frenchmen.
Merci, merci, the Frenchmen shouted and waved again.
Hey, we need tobacco, Disco called. Have you got any?
The Frenchmen laughed.
Of course, they answered. We'll give you tobacco. And you give us chocolate. We ate all our chocolate.
The men traded for a few minutes. Then Harvey went out in a dory with several tins of chocolate and came back a short while later with several tins of tobacco. The men on the We're Here all gathered around him enthusiastically, like pirates dividing their treasure. Everybody was very happy.